Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has appealed to a summit of the world's largest economies to take further steps to press an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. Zelensky joined former U.S. President Joe Biden in calling to isolate Russia diplomatically and economically despite a cloudy global outlook that is testing other nations' resolve. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The U.N. General Assembly has approved a resolution calling for Russia to be held accountable for violating international law by invading Ukraine, including by paying reparations for widespread damage to the country and for Ukrainians killed and injured during the war. The vote in the 193-member world body was 94-14 with 73 abstentions. It was close to the lowest level of support received by any of the five Ukraine-related resolutions adopted by the General Assembly since Russia's February 24th invasion. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, Turkish police said Monday that they have detained a Syrian woman who is a suspected links to Kurdish militants and that she actually confessed to planting a bomb that exploded in a bustling pedestrian area in an avenue in Istanbul and killed six people, wounded several dozen others. Kurdish militants strongly denied any links to that bombing. Sunday's explosion hit an avenue, a popular thoroughfare, lined with shops and restaurants that leads to Taksim Square. Police later identified the suspect as Alam al-Bashir, a Syrian citizen. Istanbul Police Department said videos from around 1,200 security cameras were reviewed and raids were carried out at 21 locations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden objected directly to China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions toward Taiwan during the first in-person meeting of his presidency with Xi Jinping, as the two superpower leaders aimed on Monday to manage their differences in the competition for global influence. The nearly three-hour meeting was a highlight of Biden's week-long round-the-world trip to the Middle East and Asia and came at a critical juncture for the two countries amid increasing economic and security tensions. Speaking at a news conference afterward, Biden said that when it comes to China, the U.S. would compete vigorously, but he's not looking for conflict. In an AP interview, Scott Kennedy with CSIS says that the U.S.-China relationship is, in fact, a challenging one.
These are two countries with very different interests, very different values that are taking the measure of each other and figuring out how they're going to be in this competition for some time.
Biden reiterated U.S. support for its long-standing One China policy, which recognizes the government in Beijing, while allowing for information and informal American relations and defense ties with Taipei, and strategic ambiguity over whether the U.S. would respond militarily if the island were attacked. He's also said that despite China's recent saber-rattling, he does not believe there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. Authorities said that the University of Virginia student and former member of the school's football team fatally shot three current players as they returned from a field trip. That shooting set off panic and a 12-hour lockdown of the campus until the suspect was captured on Monday. Students who were told to shelter in place beginning late Sunday described terrifying hours in hiding. While police searched for the gunman through the night, students sought safety in closets, dorm rooms, libraries, and apartments. They listened to police scanners and tried to remember everything they were taught. As children during active shooter drills, the suspect has been identified as 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. Israel's outgoing coalition has been the most diverse in the country's history, bringing a slew of progressive policies on the environment, LGBT issues, and funding for the country's Arab minority. But now Israel's expected new coalition government, overwhelmingly male, religious, and right-wing, is promising to roll back many of the achievements pushed forward by its predecessor. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.